And now, it's the news.
As we move forward and deal with law of war issues, Christmas Day bomber, where are you at on Christmas Day?
Senator Graham, that is an undecided legal issue, which, I suppose I should ask exactly what you mean by that. But I'm assuming that the question you mean is whether a person who was apprehended in the United States is...
No, I just asked you where you're at on Christmas.
You know, like all Jews, I was probably at a Chinese restaurant.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair, and up next we are going to talk about the Elena Kagan hearings. As you've heard from that last joke, clearly these hearings were not all serious. We decided to speak with Sonia Pressman Fuentes, one of the founders of the National Organization for Women, about the nomination of Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court. Sonia, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Derek. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
We've been following the Kagan hearings. First of all, you have an enormous amount of experience overcoming adversity. What advice would you give to Elena Kagan once she gets to the Supreme Court?
She doesn't need my advice. She's a brilliant, well-educated, very qualified woman. I can't imagine any advice that I could give her.
Now, Kagan was asked by Senator Lindsey Graham during the hearings where she was on Christmas, and she said, like all Jews, she was at a Chinese restaurant. Do we want someone on the Supreme Court who prefers Chinese food over Italian food?
We want someone on the Supreme Court who has a good sense of humor, and she displayed that she does. She's not saying she prefers Chinese food. She's just making light of a question which was kind of ridiculous to begin with.
Obviously, a sense of humor is very important, and you've had a lot of obstacles to overcome in your life. How do you maintain your sense of humor in the face of sexism, cancer, the Nazis, for goodness sakes? I mean, your family came to the United States in 1934 to escape Hitler's regime. How have you maintained your sense of humor in the face of all that?
Well, I thought a lot about that because some of my friends have a sense of humor and most don't. I don't know why some people have a sense of humor and others don't. It may be something you're born with. And I also like to think that many of us Jews have a sense of humor. As I'm sure you know, many comedians and people in show business are Jewish. So maybe it's genetic. I also found out when I was a teenager something that has been very interesting to me. My maternal grandfather in a shtetl, which means a village in Poland, used to make his very meager living by going around to weddings and bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs and telling stories and singing songs. So I like to think I inherited my sense of humor from him. But I want to set the record straight. I haven't at all had a lot of obstacles in my path. It's true that I had to escape with my family for my life from Nazi Germany. But I came to the United States when I was almost 6 years old. I did have cancer. I had breast cancer, but that was 20 years ago. So I do not feel like I'm someone who had to overcome a lot of obstacles. So we ought to get that straightened out.
Fair enough, although I would venture to say that a lot of people would say that you've overcome an awful lot in your life. President Obama nominated Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court last year. Are you disappointed that he didn't nominate a second Sonia to the Supreme Court this time around?
No. I'm very happy with the Sonia he nominated.
Well, many people say that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg may be retiring within the next couple of years. You've talked about your experiences with retirement. What advice would you give to her if she does decide to do that?
She's another person who doesn't need my advice. I happen to have the privilege of knowing Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I also met her husband, Marty, who sadly passed away a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and I and her husband were all at a function just about a year ago in New York City at the Harvard Club, where the Veteran Feminists of America honored 36 feminist lawyers in the United States. And Ruth was, of course, the outstanding one. I was also within those 36. Oddly enough, because of your question, at that time, I spoke to them both about retiring. I first spoke to Marty about it. We were at lunch together with a small group of about five or six people, and I was trying to convince him to retire to Sarasota, Florida, where I live.
Huh.
And he was teaching tax law at Columbia University, if memory serves. And his answer was, I tried that and it didn't work. So then I went over to Ruth and I spoke to her about retirement. And she said she wasn't going to retire. And then she added, at least until a Democratic president came in. Well, now we have a Democratic president. But I have no idea what her plans are, and when she retires, she will know very well what to do without my advice.
We have to take a break now, but up next, I will ask Sonia Pressman Fuentes what the heck I'm supposed to do about my kids. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.